I'm going to talk about this in the past, not in the first person. So what I'm going to say is the year is 2006, and I've fallen in love with a woman, and I quit my job and moved to San Francisco, and I've been living in New Mexico for like 20 years. And I move out there to San Francisco. It's a beautiful city. San Francisco is also filthy. And I have a good friend that lives out there. He's like a degenerate gambler, a card player guy. And so he's like, hey, let's go to Tahoe, and we're going to go skiing, and we're going to go play poker. He plays poker. I don't play poker. I play blackjack, right? So we go up there, and you know what happens when you play blackjack. That's at the low-stakes table. Everybody's touching the cards all the time and all this kind of stuff. So we're up there. I'm playing blackjack. I go up to the hotel room, and I'm going to just say this straight up. I went up to the hotel room to go to the bathroom, and I had to move some lumber around. I, you know, did some stuff down there, move, you know, do whatever the story was. And, you know, we go skiing the next day. We go back to San Francisco. All of a sudden, I feel, you know, something's not right, you know, down there. And, you know, so I said, well, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm a guy. We don't, you know, we don't go to the doctor or whatever the story is. So anyway, and so a couple days go by, and I kind of feel down there, and I said, well, you know, it doesn't feel right. I said, maybe it's a spider bite. And, you know, so then it gets kind of bad, and I say something to my roommate, and he says, hey, man, we should probably go to the doctor. So we go to this doctor, and these doctors are for, like, Silicon Valley people, right? And we were working for a tech company at the time. I didn't have health insurance at all. And we go to this doctor, and, of course, I show up to the doctor, and the doctor comes out, and she's like, a 6-foot-tall blonde woman from Long Island, New York, beautiful lady, and she says, what's going on? I said, well, you know, something's not quite right down here. I don't know what the story is. And she said, well, let's put you in these stirrups and lift you up here, you know. And, you know, all the women in the world and in my life and my mother and my father, we all know, everybody knows this. So they fire up these stirrups, and boom, I'm up there. She goes down like this. She goes down like this, and she takes a look, and she comes up, and she goes, dude, you have to go to the hospital right now.
Oh, my God.
Right, and it looks like this. Like, I'm just trying to tell you, it looks like this. You know, it's like down, and then she's like, shit is not good. So she has privileges at University of California Medical Center, UCMC. So I fire my ass into my Hyundai, ambulance, and my roommate drives me over there. And I show up there, and when I get there, the people at the hospital are like, dude. So we go up there. They're like, just take all of your fucking clothes off. Pardon my French. They just like, take all your clothes off. So we get up there. I put on this gown. They put me on a freaking gurney, right? And I'm like, I'm saying it. I'm like, well, what's going on here? You know, I was like, guys, I don't understand what's going on here. And they were like, look, you have a massive staph infection. And I'm talking about, this is the MRSA staph from San Francisco, right? Because there's a lot of, look, there's a lot of shit that's going on, you know, in San Francisco, with IV drug use and all this kind of stuff. So I was playing cards at the low stakes freaking blackjack table and scratched myself down there, and then boom, I got MRSA. So they're like, you have this massive staph infection, and there's no easy way to put this, it was on my taint, okay? And I'll be a little bit more clear for everybody, it's between my scrotum and my anus, right? And so so they're like, look, what we're going to do, it's like a, and so it's a teaching hospital, so the doctor's like fucking like 20 years old, and he comes up, and he's like, we're going to cut this thing open, we're going to drain it out, okay, and then we're going to pack it with antibiotic-soaked rags so that it you know, and I'm looking at this guy, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude. And so And then they wheel me into the operating suite, and we get there, and there's all these people in the operating suite, and they're like, they bring this like a clipboard, you know, to me, and they're like, we need you to sign this. And I'm looking at this guy. I said, well, what is it? And he said, look, you know, sometimes these staph infections, they can spread around. It can go to your heart, it can go to your brain, it can go to wherever. So this is like when we get in there and we start looking around, if anything's happened, you know, this is a permission for us to, like, take off or take out whatever might have been infected with the staph infection, right? And I'm going, I don't know. So what are you saying? He's like, well, it could have gone up to your testes and your scrotum, you know. I said, well, okay, I mean, you know. He said, look, this is a matter of life or death. And I said, you know, so I just signed the freaking thing. So I go in there, they put me under, they said, Morgan, you know, count back from 10, 10, 9, right? And I go out, I come up, and I'm in the, you know, I'm in the operating room, and the first thing I say, I'm just going to be, like, impolite for you guys. So, like, I wake up, and I'm like, did you have to cut off my balls? And they were like, and everybody in the operating room, the anesthesiologists, who are not known as being, like, humorous people, they're like Spock. They have no sense of humor. It's like the anesthesiologist. And he starts laughing. The surgeon starts laughing. All the nurses start laughing. They're like, no, dude, everything is fine. Everything is fine. So they take me up to the hospital room. They put me in there. And they got me, like, trussed up like a friggin', like a Christmas ham up in there. And they got this thing that's, like, lifting up my twig and berries. And then they got the cut there, which they can't sew up because it has to heal from the inside, right? So the bottom line, okay, look, I'm just trying to tell you guys, this is like, I heard about this, I'm going to come out and tell you about it. So they got me trussed up in here, and it's a teaching hospital, right? They give me the morphine pump, they put me on IV, antibiotics, which just, like, clean you out. So, like, you know, your crap is, like, white for, like, 6 months. And so, like, so I'm in there, you know, I'm coming around, I got this thing. Oh, my God, I'm coming around, and I got this thing. So I feel somebody kind of touching me down there, and I wake up, and it's, like, all these students just, like, looking at me down there. So at the end of the day, everything worked out. Everything's fine. I should probably jump off here. But at the end of the day, everything worked out. I had to move out of San Francisco as a result. But thank you for letting me share my story with you guys.